Sky's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Om Shri Sai Ram. Loving salutations at the lotus feet of our dearest Lord, the ocean of compassion and the bewitchingly beautiful Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Good morning and Sai Ram, dear listeners. Welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live, your all-day-long live connection to Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is the 21st of March, 2019, and the time in the ashram right now is exactly 41 minutes past 9 a.m., that is Indian Standard Time. Current weather conditions in the Divine Valley are sunny and warm, in fact, warmer than one would have liked, but for this time of the year, this is seasonal, and therefore perfect. The temperature is expected to rise to 38 degrees Celsius in the afternoon today, overnight low 24, which is somewhat more reasonable. However, the summer will be out with its fangs from the weekend, when the mercury is expected to touch the big 40 or 40 degrees Celsius. But brave hearts like yours truly will keep going, because Prashanti Nilayam is our home for all reasons and all seasons, come rain, come shine. We will double up our intake of coconut water by, you know, N4, that block of buildings by N4 opposite the North Indian canteen. And we will consume more carrot juice and beetroot juice from the Western canteen, more watermelon and lemonade, and stay hydrated and enjoy the glory of the Rayalaseema summer. Puttaparthi, it's hot right now, but it's home. And Radio Sai, it's bliss always. By the way, the sweetest ever watermelons and cantaloupes are in season, and the seasonal fruits that are available right now provide us with just the right combination of hydration, nutrients and taste in the midst of the sizzling summer. And the current season of seedless grapes, sweet and juicy melons, by the time this passes, we are waiting for the green raw mangoes to come by, and these will be followed by the luscious, juicy, yellow, sweet, bigger mangoes. So Puttaparthi is a great place for every reason, whether it's something as superficial as your taste buds or the needs or the nourishment for the soul. Meanwhile, traffic in downtown Puttaparthi this morning was, guess what, uneventful. No hiccups and no slowdowns. While the Vidyagiri complex, that is our hostels and schools, are in the grip of the examination fever, with our students completing their academic terms and finishing their exams and preparing to return for the annual vacation, the ashram is busy preparing for the most solemn and emotional day coming up on the 24th of April 2019, the Aradhana Day Mahotsavam. As you may recall, 8 years ago, was it 9 years ago, on this date, that is on, that will be 8 years ago, on the 24th of April 2011, the Paripurna avatar of the Kali Yuga, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, assumed his infinite form as the cosmic light. For millions of us, even the thought of the transition from the most beautiful form to the formless by our beloved was tormenting, and still is. The love of our lives attained formlessness as the cosmic infinite. What is shocking about the love of this apostle of absolute selflessness, our beloved Sai, is that all of us survived that event. At one level, it appeared impossible that any of us would be able to live a moment in his physical absence. Yet we all survived this seismic shift in our lives and have reconfigured our connection with the inner Sai. And what a strong and vibrant and live wire connection we have with him. Today we experience the omniscience, the omnipresence and the omnipotence of our Lord with the greatest possible intensity. Yet, the date April 24th will remain the most emotionally charged and somber date on our calendars forever and ever. I hope, dear sisters and brothers, you're making solid plans to be here to offer your respects and to rededicate to the divine mission all that we have, our love, our lives, our energy, our time, our talent, for all that we have is but a gift from Swami. Today, I want to bring you a two-part interview that is a stark reminder that Bhagwan Baba, despite his departure from the physical form, is very much here with us. Since the day of the Mahasamadhi, the ashram, the Satisai mission and everything in Prashanti Nilayam has been running with clockwise precision as it did in his physical presence. In fact, his glory and his mission continue to grow in leaps and bounds, but without budging an inch from the discipline, the dedication, the attention to detail that our sweet Swami personified. How deeply we love him and how intensely we miss him. That is why he keeps reminding us that it is he who's running the show and supervising everything personally. Our mandir is the scene of many such hair-raising events almost daily. One such heavenly event was the Mass Upanayanam, or the sacred thread ceremony, that took place last month, that is in February 2019. Dear listeners, you've got to hear the behind-the-scenes story from the core team and also hear from one of the persons whose son was a participant in this event. So please allow me to play for you a recently recorded group interview with the members of the organizing team of the Mass Upanayanam. After the first group interview, I will be back and I will introduce you to part two, which consists of a conversation with the parent whose child benefited from this event. Now, before you enjoy this wonderful discussion, I want all of us to center on what is important. And what is important, as Swami told us, is the fact that each of us is God. Soham, that's the key word. It means Saha Aham. He I am. God I am. And Swami says the human experience will become worthwhile only when we remember this every time we inhale, so, and we exhale, hum. Reminding ourselves there should be a rhythm within, in our breathing, embedded in our breathing patterns, that I am God. And then we should live out our destinies in that awareness and knowledge. So, the reason I'm playing this song for you is for you to have a moment of absolute bliss. And I will tell you more about how you can experience this bliss every single day by subscribing to Radio Sai's Bhajan channel on YouTube. Those details will follow afterwards. So first enjoy the bhajan, Soham Soham Dhyana Karo. This will be followed by a group interview with the core team responsible for the resounding success of the recently conducted Mass Upanayanam or thread ceremony or the Yagnopavitams that happened last month in Prashanti Nilayam. And after that, I will be back. Have a listen. Please pay attention to detail. There might be a question coming up thereafter.
Soham, soham, dhyan karo. Sai dhyan karo
Sadguru Sai dhyan karo
Sadguru Sai dhyan karo
Sadguru Sai dhyan karo
Soham soham dhyan karo
Soham Brahma, soham Vishnu,
soham सोहम विष्णु
सोहम ब्रह्मा सोहम विष्णु
सोहम साई ध्यान करो
सोहम साई ध्यान करो
सोहम साई ध्यान करो हृदय भरो
ब्रह्मानंद से हृदय भरो
ब्रह्मानंद से हृदय भरो
ब्रह्मानंद से हृदय भरो
सोहम सोहम ध्यान करो गुरु साई ध्यान करो
गुरु साई ध्यान करो
सोहम ध्यान करो
सोहम ध्यान करो
सोहम ब्रह्मा सोहम विष्णु करो
सोहम साई ध्यान करो
सोहम आत्मा शिव परमात्मा
सोहम आत्मा शिव परमात्मा
ब्रह्मानंद से हृदय भरो
Shri Sai Ram. We are delighted to share with you that on the auspicious day of Mahashivaratri 2019, Radio Sai offered at the lotus feet of Bhagwan a new YouTube channel dedicated solely to Sai Bhajans called Radio Sai Bhajans. This channel offers you specially recorded Prashanti Mandir Bhajans along with beautiful videos of Bhagwan.
जय कैलाशपते शिव शंकर
वर्तिपुरीश्वर साई गोपाला कोदंड रामा कल्याण रामा
हरे कृष्णा Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
To enjoy this visual treat of Sai Bhajans, do subscribe to this new YouTube channel, Radio Sai Bhajans, and share this good news with your family and friends. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome to a very special conversation, or should I say a special program, on the Samuhik Upanayanam, or the Yagnopavitam, or the mass thread ceremony that we witnessed here in Prashanti Nilayam on the 10th of February 2019 in the Mandir. Today we have with us some members of the core team that was behind this beautifully executed, divinely planned event that allowed, I believe, as many as 750, we will know the exact number shortly, number of young boys who were initiated into the power of the Gayatri Mantra and went through the thread ceremony along with their families. So it's my pleasure to welcome each one of them and introduce them to you. First of all, I'd like to welcome Sri Nagesh Dhakappa, who is the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Karnataka. Sri Dhakappa is also the trustee of the Sri Satya Sai Trust of Karnataka and a member of the National Council of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. Sai Ram, sir, and welcome to Radio Sai.
Sai Ram, sister, thank you.
Always good to have you with us. We also have with us Sri Naveen Satyanathan. Naveen Satyanathan is the state coordinator for the spiritual wing of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Karnataka. He is a mechanical engineer and currently an entrepreneur, and he's located in Bangalore. Sai Ram, brother Naveen.
Sai Ram, a pleasure to be you. Sai Ram, all listeners.
Nice to have you. And also, I welcome very warmly brother Sundar Anantharaman, who is the district president for Bangalore West for the Satya Sai Seva Organization of Karnataka. By profession, he is a soft skills and corporate trainer, and he also works out of Bangalore. Sai Ram, brother Sundar.
Sai Ram, sister Karuna.
And finally, we will be joined very shortly by brother Chandrasekhar, who is the president for the Chennai Metro, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of Tamil Nadu. And also, he runs a company called Sai Securities and is a software professional. He will be joining us shortly to add to this conversation. On that note, I'm going to begin with Sri Nagesh Dhakappa. Sir, this was a wonderful event for us, although I was not a participant, even to witness. In Karnataka, how and when do you get active about this idea of conducting these mass upanayanams? How does it start? What prompts you?
Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba used to spend a few months during summer at Vrindavan. Very often he encouraged us to have upanayanam for number of children in the Vrindavan ashram. Of course, many times he gave us an opportunity. The first time we did it on a bigger level was in 2000. In 2000, he directed us to have an upanayanam program for the children from Karnataka.
I see.
And he made it very mandatory that you must restrict this to only children from Karnataka. I do not know the reason. And going forward, we knew the reason because we had tremendous amount of pressure from people across India and also abroad. So much so, many people started reminding us about the roots of Karnataka.
Okay.
So, the second time we got this divine opportunity from Bhagwan was in 2005, when there was no such restriction by Swami. We had about 500 children who went through this Upanayanam program in the Vrindavan Sai Rameshwal. Post Mahasamadhi, 2012, we organized a program under the auspices of Satya Sai Seva Organizations Karnataka, a Samohika Upanayanam program in Sai Kulwant Hall. It was exactly a year after the Mahasamadhi. Hence, there were a number of devotees who were very eagerly waiting to have the Upanayanam ceremony of their children, their grandchildren in the Divine Presence. So, that gave us an insight that lot of devotees would like to have the Upanayanam of their children and grandchildren in the Divine Presence. As you are aware, in the past, Swami used to perform Upanayanam in the interview rooms, in smaller groups.
And I vividly remember the story of your two brothers Upanayanam.
Yes,
that you
I had mentioned during my interview.
And it's a very touching story.
Yes, yes. So, we always felt that we should have one more program because a number of devotees were inquiring with us. Somehow, Upanayanam and Karnataka has some link.
It seems so.
Yes.
We always equate Upanayanam with the SSO Karnataka.
Karnataka. So when brother Naveen, after the exhibition that we had during the International Veda Conference, he came and said, sir, many people are inquiring about the Upanayanam. Why don't you have one more Samohika Upanayanam program in Prashanti Nilayam? I approached our All India President, Sri Nimish Pandya, and said, this is the thinking, this is the desire of number of devotees. And he was very, very cooperative and forthcoming. He said, brother, let us make this an All India level. Also, I would speak to the overseas coordinators and the international president. Yeah, so that people from across the world also can participate. I'm very happy to say that for the first time, we had the Samoik Upanayanam program, which was attended by children from all over India, as also from number of countries.
Fantastic.
Across the world.
One world, one family, Swami's
yes,
family.
Yes, yes, yes.
Beautiful.
And it happened only because of the divine sankalpa of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. This is my sincere feeling.
So, brother, totally how many children were there, Brother Naveen?
Total, we had 707 registrations. These registrations came from 19 states in India and from 16 countries. If you add India, 17 countries across the world.
Wow.
And not to mention the Ishwaramba School, the primary school, Sri Sathya Sai High Secondary School, and the Sathya Sai Institute of High Learning. So, all Swami's institutions put together, we had 707.
So 707 into 3 because mom and dad sat.
Yes.
So totally we were hosting more than 2,100, 2,200, whatever number of people. Yes, Brother Nagesh.
Along with the parents, we had officially permitted 3 relatives.
Okay.
But in some cases, relatives were as many as 40, 50.
Well, how did you think an Indian family will have 3 relatives? We all have large families. So I can imagine that's why the hall was so packed. All the chairs were taken, all the benches, the grandmothers, the grandfathers, yes. Aunts, uncles.
We also organized a LED screen in Purnachandra where thousands of people assembled, witnessed the entire ceremony from Purnachandra Auditorium.
Can you imagine? The Kulwant Hall was so overflowing that
yes.
we had to accommodate thousands more in the PC Auditorium.
PC Auditorium.
So 17 countries and all of Swami's institutions. Brother Naveen?
Yes, we had participation from Australia, Bahrain, Bhutan, Canada, Dubai, United States, United Kingdom. I mean, people had flown halfway around the world. They wanted to do the Upanayanam in Swami's physical proximity. They could have afforded this anywhere else, but they said, no, we want to do it.
See, the draw of this place and the purity with which it is done here, everything is according to the grammar of the Vedas. As opposed to outside, Upanayanams have become a good family function of celebration and showing off and opulence and whatnot. Here, everything is done according to the way Swami has taught us. Swami must have groomed you so nicely because you had a lot of practice, brother. Because
yes.
Swami gave you many practice runs.
In 2000, he gave us a lot of instructions.
Can you share some, please?
Yeah, he had said that how they have to be seated, how a centralized homa could be done for the entire ceremony. Samoik Upanayanam means everybody, we cannot have go through the entire ceremony. So some of the rituals we'll have to do centralized place. And Swami would always say that it has to be done systematically. Proper dhotis, etc. to be given to the vatus.
Vatus, the young boys who were undergoing the Upanayanam?
Yes. And even minutest details of the Upanayanam ceremony, Swami would guide us on a daily basis. Because he gave the dates almost a month before the actual date. So we had a lot of time to interact with Bhagwan and then get final details from him.
Yes, Brother Naveen.
Dakapa sir was also mentioning to us that the danta they had brought was a little bit curved. I hope
yes.
he can tell what Swami said.
Brother Nagesh?
In the first time when we did, that palasha danda that we got.
The twig.
That twig, the big one, which they have to hold and then do the visarjan after the ceremony is over.
Ah, visarjan or immersion, of course.
Yes. It was not very straight. It was slightly bent because we could not get the straighter ones. So Swami said that palasha danda was not so good. It should be very straight. So in the subsequent Upanayanam, we took care. It was very difficult to locate and get so many of them, but we could do it.
So there must be an enormous amount of logistics involved. First of all, the registration, the sorting of information, the seating arrangement, accommodation and that is one aspect. The other aspect is arranging for the puja, because I remember I participated in the one that was held in 2012 in Prashanthi Nilayam, and our bag of goodies had every little thing, including a tissue to wipe your hand with after you had done the oil pouring into the deepam, and you had lit it with the match which was provided, and the dupam and the stand, so that you know you don't have greasy hands. Even the wipes were provided for. So there was attention to the minutest detail, and I'm sure this time also everything was looked into. So there is that aspect of the logistics. There is the registration and accommodation. How do you prepare? Because this is basically a volunteer-run organization and, you know, if there's Upnayanam or one child in a family, we go crazy. Now, this is handling 707 children, 707 families and their aspirations and their expectation of Swami, and the only currency we trade in is love. How does it all happen? It's a matter of great curiosity for outsiders. Yes, Brother Nagesh?
I requested All India President that the entire arrangement we would like to do with the help of the southern states. So I requested Brother Chandrasekharan from Chennai, and they were forthcoming. He said, you give us the list of the entire material that is to be procured for the sake of Upnayanam, and they will organize it. And then I requested our state president, Brother Challam, and Brother Venkatrao from Telangana. They said they will take care of the entire food arrangements for the Vattus, their families, relatives, everybody. And I'm happy to say that on that particular day, like in 2012, we made the prasadam available to everybody who was here in Prashanthi Nilayam on that day. So, brothers from Andhra and Telangana, they helped us with that arrangement. Rest, everything was taken care by the Karnataka teams. I'm very happy to mention to you that we had about 100 gents youths and about 30 Mahila youths who looked after the entire arrangement of laying this puja material, systematically bringing them and making them seated, because that was a big challenge. Because when we planned this program, the priest has suggested to us that the Homa part will begin at 6 o'clock and will get over at 8 o'clock. And we had to get all these Vattu families between 7 and 7.30 or 7.45 to be seated physically before 7.45, so that the rituals of the Upnayanam can start exactly at 8 o'clock. So we had earmarked 4 gates and we had given everybody the numbers of the slot or area where they are going to be seated, and we had bifurcated them in such a manner, we knew automatically from that number where the institute children will be there, when the primary school children will be there, where there are boys' families from Karnataka, from Tamil Nadu, from Kerala, from Maharashtra, rest of the India. Like that we had bifurcated the slots. And I must appreciate our youth wing who took up this responsibility.
Yes, Brother Naveen.
Adding to what our State President Dakapa sir said, one of the things we also did was give the program enough time. Nimesha Pandya sir announced this program in the All India meeting during Guru Purnima 2018, and the registration was opened on Dasara 2018. So it was not a day's event. So it was done around 9 months. So from Dasara 2018, we opened the registrations, and we took registrations almost to the day before the Upnayanam, although we had an official cutoff date on 15th of December. So what happened is, in the process that you asked your question, how did the registration go? The registration was launched online on the All India website of the Sathya Sai Seva organizations, and there was a specific email for communication, which we put a communication team, registration communication team. It was called Upnayanam at SSSO India. We had a few people who handled that. And every time a registration came to us, we made sure that immediately there was a reply saying that your application is got. Then we had to take the registrations, go back to each state president and said, do you approve these people? Then they had to approve it. It had to come back to us. Then we had to send them that now you have been approved.
Confirmation.
Confirmation. So this took a lot of time and effort from the registration communication team, who had to go back and said, are you confirming each of these participations? So it was a work that went on for at least 6 months, a team who had on a daily basis sent them, and the state presidents had to verify that. They took a lot of time. So the involvement for all our participants was for a long period of time. And then we had to communicate to them on every aspect, what clothing they have to wear, when they have to come, what they have to bring, what tools have to do. All that we had to communicate to them in a timely manner till they reach Prashanthi Nilayam. So going back to your question, there's a lot of planning that went in for the past 6 months before the Upnayanam ceremony started.
Wow. And were you planning or discussing online, virtually or in person, all the core teams?
The core team was broken down, as Dakapa sir had just mentioned. All the heads of the southern states were made into a core committee along with the All India president. And along with them, we had a few meetings because we had birthday time. We had few occasions where we could
sit. You were in Patti.
We were in Patti. We could sit and make all the decisions. And normally now we have it. Whenever we have a program, we follow a WhatsApp group. And in that WhatsApp group, we start deciding. So for each committee, we had a WhatsApp group. Core committee WhatsApp group. Registration committee had its WhatsApp group. We had a WhatsApp group for the priest committee. So we were able to communicate regularly with them.
This is an amazing story of how modern technology and communication modes are being used for reviving eternal values, because the Upanayanam is all about the Gayatri Mantra and its power and its practice, and how effectively you were able to use this virtual conferencing to put together such a huge program. One of my favorite parts during this recent program and also the earlier Samuhik Upanayanam was the effective use of demonstrators. In every little group, in every little block, there was a person, because they were calling out instructions at the central level, and there was a person standing in front of you and guiding you which way to hold the thread, which way to light, what to hold, what to put. So that was so helpful to someone who's not very familiar with Vedic rites. How did you all plan? Did you train those people? I'll ask that question to Brother Sundar Anantharaman.
Yes, Sairam sister. In fact, we had a lot of meetings with the chief priest, Tur Chandrasekhar ji, and we tried to understand the various religious formalities he is going to do, and also the timing of each religious formality. And thirdly, at least we had a couple of meetings on the demonstration part, because yes, in the year 2012, that was not organized. We wanted to refine that aspect this year.
No, they were demonstrators. Even
demonstrators. It was not planned at that time. But it is just a crisis management at that time. But in this case, what has happened was we planned it and we sat through with the priest. And what was decided was the priest will come with his assistant and his own son. In fact, he had already finished his Upanayanam. He's a brahmachari already. But then he will demonstrate all that formalities to his own son. And the camera will be focused on him. So that, you know, everybody can just view that and also
screen.
The big screen.
Yes.
And then just follow it. Literally follow it.
That was a very smart move.
Exactly. Now, this was necessitated because it's a heterogeneous crowd.
Right.
Not all know about the formalities.
Right.
They don't even know what Yajnavavidam is. Right. They don't even know how to wear it, whether from left to right or right to left. So, all these need to be done. And in fact, one more step we took was we had a total briefing a day before in Purnachandra Hall, where all the Vatus and their parents came. And we had a thorough briefing session with a PowerPoint presentation. So, we had already created an awareness.
I think your being a corporate trainer must have come in handy. There was a PowerPoint presentation and a briefing. Nobody is mentioning this, but in the Sathya Sai world, we only believe in one race and one caste. And traditionally, amongst the Hindus, is the Brahmins who undergo Upanayanam.
Yes.
But in Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba's world, anyone and anybody who wants to join
exactly.
is most welcome.
Exactly.
So that's why we had even non-Hindus undergoing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because Gayatri is a universal prayer.
Yes, yes, yes.
You never asked in your registration, did you? What's your religion or anything? Yes, Brother Naveen.
No, the All India President was very clear on that. And one of the first points we put in the communication was that it was
open to all.
Open to all. There was no caste, no bar. We put that. So we only asked people if they knew their Gotram. You mentioned it because that was needed. Otherwise, we also told them what to do. But nowhere we had mentioned it that this was needed. It was left to the individual and their family. If they chose to do it, they can come to Swami's Sannidhi and Swami will bless them with the Upanayanam Sadhana.
Brother Sundar?
So, in order to lessen the confusion on the day, because the time was sacrosanct, right. We had to finish it before 10:30. And we cannot afford anybody who are doing the lifetime ritual to do mistakes there, right? So, we wanted to minute it down and we wanted to create an awareness of the religious significance, the spiritual significance of each religious ceremony, and also ensure that the next day when we do the actual briefing and demonstration, there is a better understanding of the religious formalities. So, in order to do that, we had two sessions. And so the demonstration really helped the chief priest with his assistant, Mr. Ramesh Avdani. The chief priest was Mathur Chandrasekhar, and Ramesh Avdani is also a learned Sanskrit scholar. He came with his son and he had demonstrated the whole formality.
And I understand the chief priest comes from a very grand lineage of...
Exactly. They come from a village called Mathur in Karnataka, Shimoga district. And that is a unique village. You must have heard about it. It's the only village in possibly the whole of India.
Yes.
Where everyone can speak Sanskrit.
They converse
vegetable
in Sanskrit.
Vendor, the kid who is playing cricket on the street also converses in Sanskrit. So they are coming from that lineage and their family is rich in this one. And the one thing I want to add here is Mathur Chandrasekhar sir was also a professor in Sanskrit in the Brindavan College.
In our university.
In our own university, long back. So he had the familiarity of, the ambience of Prashanthi Nilayam and things like that. So he had a thorough understanding of the religious implications and the religious benefits the Vattus can have. He was very much happy to initiate the Gayatri Mantram on the Vattus.
I just hope that one day all the 707 children who were initiated, they will listen to this interview and realize how fortunate they were to participate in something that was organized for their benefit and spiritual growth by so many selfless people and what kind of planning and work went behind it. Because here, whatever we do, it's to please Swami.
Swami, exactly. One thing I'd like to add here is one more, refinement which we did this year.
Hmm.
We brought out an exclusive Sandhya Vandanam book that was given, in fact, to all the Vattus. It had a lot of Sanskrit mantras. Sandhya Vandanam book was also given last time, but there's a lot of refinement because a lot of mantras were not found in the earlier book. So we added those mantras and Mathur Chandrasekhar sir helped us a lot in adding the mantras in that book. So we were able to come out with that book and also video recorded in our studios, Radio Sai studio in Bangalore, the Sandhya Vandanam procedure, which the Vattus can just have a look. It was uploaded in the YouTube.
Oh, you guys are tech savvy Brahmins, Vedic people, okay.
So that, all over the world,
before they came, they were primed for this to
yes, exactly.
Enjoy the moment fully and just get into it, total
exactly.
Immersion.
Yes.
So there was a degree of familiarity.
Our prayer and wish is that every Vattu who had undergone this Upanayanam must continue to chant the Gayatri.
Yeah.
Even if they don't do Sandhya Vandanam, possibly a handful of them might continue with the procedure of Sandhya Vandanam. So the idea was to give them something to take away. And so a video recorded of Sandhya Vandanam was made and that was uploaded on the YouTube and the link was given to all the Vattus.
Very impressive use of technology. I'm thoroughly impressed, my God. This is so well planned
all,
and organized.
I think even the ideas, everything, I think it was sprung from the heart. And Swami was the inner force which motivated all of us to think, plan and do this event. In fact, we should not claim that we did it. It was Bhagwan all the way who managed and did all this.
Brother Naveen, would you like to add to that?
One of the ways Swami showed that he is the one who's planned this event was when we went with the dates. So we had certain concerns. So I had to look at the date, which A, the first thing is it should be in Uttarayana. Second thing, it should be on a weekend because people have to come. Third, we have to make a date when quiet period in Prashanthi Nilayam because this is not a regular program. Fourth, it should not come when the exams are there for the children. So looking at all these dates and the muhurtams, I went to Dakapasa with certain dates. Sir looked at all the dates and said, Naveen, January, not possible in Prashanthi Nilayam, it's a busy schedule. And he made the choice saying that second weekend of February, which went on the 10th of February, let's fix the date. At that time, that is all the consideration. After we got the date, we did some more research. When we opened the research, it found that Bhagwan on 10th of February 2000 had done an Upanayanam program, which we were not aware of at all. So
19 years ago.
Yes, and he was the doer.
Yes.
Second, it was the same day is Basant Panchami, which is a festival in North India only for Saraswati Devi.
Yes.
And here we are spending a Upanayanam for teaching the Gayatri Mantra. So suddenly things started falling in place and we said, Swami is the doer here.
Everything is aligned perfectly.
Aligned. Divinely ordained.
Divinely ordained. I think the Upanayanams that will happen in decades to come also, they are already etched in the book that Swami has written somewhere. We just have to make ourselves available so we get a chance to participate. Very nice. Dear listeners, at this point in time, I'd like to welcome our brother Chandrasekhar, who has just joined us in the studio.
Sairam.
Sairam brother, welcome to Radio Sai.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me for this discussion.
Always a pleasure. I was learning from Dakapa sir that the workload was kind of divvied up between the various states and Tamil Nadu was in charge of the samagrihi, the puja materials.
Yes, that's correct.
So for the yagnam, for the 707 children. So what can you tell us about how you went about it and how was the procurement and the preparation made and the delivery which was so systematic?
It's Bhagwan's fortunate thing that we were offered the opportunity to procure the materials. It was easy for us for the simple reason we had done similar Upanayanams, not on this kind of a scale, but at a much lower level at Chennai in Sundaram. And Bhagwan has blessed all of them as well. In fact, when this function happened in 2010, we brought the children after the Upanayanam to Puttaparthi. And Bhagwan was so kind enough, in the darshan, he chanted Gayatri Upadesam to them and the children all chanted back. So they had the good fortune back in March 2010. The children all were overjoyed with that at that time. And we had done once again in 2015. So we do it once in 5 years at Sundaram. So we had kind of a background on this material. But Brother Sundar and his team gave us a complete list of things to be procured. They were slightly different from what we had. The rituals vary a little bit from one region to the other. And we could see Bhagwan's hand everywhere. In the sense, wherever we went, we were welcomed with open arms and said, okay, now that you are doing it for such a sacred function and that too for a large quantity, they were offering us a good price. Plus, two of the vendors absorbed the GST themselves and gave us the bill. So, I must credit the entire team, the youth brothers who helped us in this procurement. It was not an easy job. Not all the materials were available in a single shop. There is nothing like that. Our guys for the 30 items must have visited at least 25 shops. And in diverse places. It's not a single location where they get the entire set of items.
Like you go to Mylapore and you get everything.
It's not like that. So for vessels, utensils, like copper panchapatram, copper utharni and that one place. Stainless steel items, some other place. And then small items, various other places. Then Ritviks wanted specifically the
Pavitram,
then this Samit, few ritualistic items, then Palasadandam. It was, we found it extremely difficult.
The sticks?
The sticks with the leaf. But unfortunately, we couldn't get a stick with the leaf. We got the stick all right, but we made do with that. And that's what I said. Bhagwan was kind enough to make it a complete program for all of us. And once again, by Bhagwan's grace, we got a few items completely free of cost as well. So, we saw his hand throughout the procurement. And once again, these were all brought in one lot to Puttaparthi from all the way from Chennai. And yet again, a big team of 50 plus youth brothers spent the entire 24 hours prior to the Upanayanam function, arranging the materials into each box for each of the Vatu's bag. And overnight, on the Saturday night, 9th of February, it was laid on the floor on the respective places. And by the time the Vatus and the parents came, it was completely ready.
Wow. Talk of that discipline and that sense of organization. I honestly feel that with Swami's grace and because of his training, we are unparalleled. Very few professional organization can even plan. Even an airline that has to lay out a meal cannot do it as systematically as it was done here. And I think it's entirely because Swami has raised and groomed and taught such minutest detail how things should be thought through and done meticulously. And I just hope that, you know, in our zeal to progress and have newer ideas, which is all good, we never forget this detail, this fundamental values that Swami has put in this organization. It was incredible just to witness how it was done.
Absolutely.
It's a lesson in management for all of us.
Very true.
One item we were consciously trying to avoid was plastic.
Very good, eco-friendly.
Yes, we did that for 90% of the items except for one item, rice of 100 grams, which we had to forcibly sort of pack it in a plastic cover. Everything else was non-plastic. Even the floor mat, we were looking at a plastic option. Brother Sundar said, no, it should not be plastic. So we brought a straw mat and
eco-friendly, everything biodegradable.
Yes. That was one of the new innovation, I must say, in this Upanayanam function.
A lot of news. So, you know, with all this experience you guys have gained, I just want to place a request for the consideration of our state president here and our All India president. We should also have mass weddings. Because weddings are sometimes such a waste of money and show and pomp. And imagine people getting married in the sacred Sai Kulwant Hall. What a blessing it will be for young people. And if we keep all this in mind, for some families it's such a huge burden. Because I have participated in the Yagnopavitam, the only responsibility that was mine was to have the joyful, very pleasant duty of buying a new red sari. That's all. That's all I ever did. I have no idea what else was to be done before or if there was anything required after, because Swami took care of every single thing except for that one sari. Nothing else. Even the clothes for the child were provided for, and I think the father's dhoti also we had to get. That's it. Nothing else.
So this is such a beautiful blessing, brother. We'd like to hear from our state president of Karnataka now. Brother Nagesh?
I would like to add one or two more things with regard to this open line. We are not sure as to how many registrations we'll get.
Right.
We are sure that we'll get few hundred, more than 500, 600, 700. We didn't know what to expect. We had decided that the minimum age of the Vatu should be 7 and the maximum age should be 15. But we received applications, lot of devotees' children who were more than 15 years. I'm sorry, we could not accommodate them because of the shortage of space in the Sai Kulwant Hall. However, we wanted to include institute children who are more than 15 years of age.
Swami students.
Yes. So we included the institute children who are more than 15 years, and we wanted to know how many children we can accommodate in the Sai Kulwant Hall. This is where I must mention the beautiful plan prepared by our youth wing. They came almost a month before and prepared an exhaustive plan with each block of about 6 feet by 4 feet area. The entire Sai Kulwant Hall, we plan to accommodate about 800 children and their parents.
Oh, this is a beautiful grid I can see in front of me with the layout of the entire Sai Kulwant Hall. And block by block, it's color-coded according to state, according to Ishwaramba School, Higher Secondary School, Primary School, each state of India and other parts of the world. Everything is clearly earmarked. Even the extra half line that a certain state requires. There's a portion for the overseas devotees. Very, very nicely done with adequate room for walking, for demonstrators, for easy movement. Wow, very systematic. Congratulations to the youth who have done such a fabulous job of using their AutoCAD.
Yes.
To very good advantage for us, so that everything was so systematically well laid out. I'm sure shots of how people were seated from above, the aerial shots must be really beautiful. I'm sure this is available on Radio Sai's website.
And I would like to add, number of children who are going through this ceremony, some of them who did not have their parents, you know, their grandparents came and they were not able to sit down. So we had made arrangement for them to sit on a table and chair, and a separate block was marked for them.
Oh, very nice.
And as things would go, lot of requests came from different quarters regarding various issues. I would like to add one incident. One lady who came with her son for Upanayanam, and they had one more couple with them who would do their ceremony for her, for that boy. But being an only son, her earnest desire was to sit with them. And these blocks can accommodate only 3 people. So they approached me, "Sir, my son's Upanayanam and this couple, they are going to sit as the parents for my boy. Can I also squeeze in and sit?" We couldn't say no, though we had decided otherwise. We said, "Please sit. It is your privilege because your son is getting this ceremony performed. And it will be a moment of your lifetime, you know, seeing your son being initiated into the sacred Gayatri Mantra." So various such issues also came up, and we had to take on-the-spot decision and help them out. And Swami would always say that you are all my children who have come to your own home. And Swami, if he performs an Upanayanam, he would give them some gifts. So we thought that also. We felt that at the end of the ceremony, they should take some gift from Swami, and we could provide a beautiful silver locket with Bhagavan's blessings, and which had a Swami's signature, "With love, Baba," at the back.
Very thoughtful.
We gave it
I
to every child.
Oh, beautiful
at
gift.
The end of the Upanayanam ceremony.
Sure, they will cherish it for life.
Yes.
Yes, Brother Naveen.
I would also like to include one more point in here. How the residents of Prashanthi Nilayam and Puttaparthi were involved in this particular Upanayanam. Like, there were children from Nepal who came from an orphanage, and they didn't have people to perform the Upanayam ceremony. We lined up 10 couples. Chandrasekhan sir will add to it. He was the instrumental in getting 10 couples from Prashanthi Nilayam lined up to perform the ceremony of all these Vatus who did not have both the mother and father to perform.
You know, this much of degree of thoughtfulness can only be Swami's prasadam. What can you tell us, Chandrasekhan?
Many parents who could not come, or it was even cases where the brothers were getting the sacred Upanayanam done. So the father and mother can sit only for one boy. The second boy has to get another parent to do the mantropadesam.
Parent, okay.
Yes, mantra, you can call it that, yes. And this exercise started only on the 9th of February afternoon.
Oh, Jai Sai Ram.
And Brother Naveen gave me a task of finding 10 parents. By the evening, we could manage 7. And by the next day morning, we finished the remaining three. 5 a.m. The function is starting at 6 o'clock. By 5 a.m., we finished the last pair. And it can be done only with Bhagwan's grace. And there was nothing else. I saw his hand only on that.
What a blessing for even those who got a chance to sit in as parents for those children.
And two of them came and literally cried after the function for giving them this kind of an opportunity, which they didn't even know 24 hours back.
I think it's a multiple level blessing by Swami. He's such a multitasker. We don't know whose prayers or aspirations he's responding to. Even those who played the role of parents, maybe they always wanted to have that opportunity and Swami gave it to them. Must be a great feeling to work together as one team to do something so beautiful and sacred and pure. And yes, Brother Naveen?
This was a borderless organization. So normally each state comes and does a function. Here we had the opportunity to work with our brothers with Tamil Nadu and especially from Andhra and Telangana. They made the menu planned well, how they served the food, where the food was served.
They're the very best, my favorite for hospitality.
So we worked at least for the southern states. We had a borderless organization and we worked with the other state presidents. So it was such a pleasure, all of us working together for one program.
Yes. And we all have one boss and one mother and father to respond to. How lucky are we to live in this orbit? Can you imagine life without that sense of oneness that Swami only taught us? Otherwise, we would go through life without ever knowing that everybody is our own sister or brother. So grateful.
And the feedbacks we've received after on the Upanayanam at SSSO India, I've been sharing with everyone. People were so moved. They felt that we felt Swami when we came in.
I was not even involved, and I'm telling you the truth. I told you I was sitting on the sidelines as a witness, and I just experienced Swami every second of that beautiful ceremony. I just didn't want to leave. I came in late thinking, you know, I should also attend. It's a good function. And when I sat there, I felt I was in the divine presence and Swami was officiating. And this was a scene executed in highest of heavens. You know, you lose track of time and space where you're in the divine presence. And that's exactly how it felt. So I think when we do things the way Swami likes them, he's always there and he makes us aware of his presence. I could so totally feel it.
To add to one more point here about the chief priest, he took so much caution that he started explaining why you are doing, because currently the youngsters want to know everything. So he explained, what is this ceremony for? And he was actually giving some stories in between the ceremony. So when people came, they said, oh, there is a meaning for this. Why do you close your ears? Right? Why do you close your mouth? He said, the Gayatri Devi is now gone in. No, she shouldn't come out. Don't let her go.
So you're sealing it inside your
ears. So normally we do it without even understanding. The priest tells us to do, we function. Here the chief priest is explaining that, and it is going into you. And the chief priest himself was trained by Swami decades ago, and he had come back, and for him to feel part of it, the priest was so excited. He was thanking us for giving the opportunity. We were excited to be part of it. It looks like everyone was thrilled by being part of this.
And then Swami said that's the sole purpose of seva, not the ones who benefit. The service provider benefits more than the service recipient.
Absolutely.
And that is what we constantly get reminded by these experiences. Go ahead, Brother Sundar.
One more point which I'd like to add is that, you know, I didn't share that even with the state president, is that, you know, mentally, there was one challenge which I was personally facing is that, you know, all the priests were made ready. About 15 priests were required to chant the Udaka Shanti Mantram a day before and also for the Yajnam which is going to happen, the Pradhana Homa which is going to happen the next day. This 10th of February was so auspicious in India that there was a shortage of priests on that day. Though people had committed, since they were all professionals by themselves, professional priests, they were getting higher fees elsewhere. So in the last minute they dropped out. Now I was really mentally worried, and in fact I was praying with Swami, and it so happened that on that day only, we had already come to Prashantaram. On that day, on the 9th morning only, it got confirmed that all the 15 priests are coming.
Swami must have spoken in their heart and said, get real.
Now the priests who were originally given their commitment.
No, the core priests were there.
Core priests came, but the entire team.
Because we need that number to chant the Udaka Shanti Mantra.
I see.
So that Udaka Shanti Mantra was chanted at the Poonachandra Hall one day before. And that water is a sacred water, which actually originally we should give bath to the Vatu with that water, but then here we were sprinkling that water, the entrance itself. So we had the full priest strength also one day before only, and they all arrived in time and did this event.
Brother Naveen, would you like to add to that?
Some of the other issues that we had to go through is, for this event, we had to name gates in Prashanti Nilayam. And everyone was like, in Prashanti Nilayam, why do you name a gate? East Prashanti Gate 1, Gate 2. The reason for this was, for this one function, ladies and gents are going to enter through the same gate. It never happens in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Very unconventional. You guys are breaking our rules.
Because there was no way. I mean, otherwise it would be so difficult if you enter separate to get them together. So, for this function, what we had to do is, because some of the gents did not know where the ladies' entrance were at all. Right? There was no VIP entrance.
Because we don't let you look in that direction. Yes. So, yes.
So, for this function, we had
a lot of learning.
So we had to name gates only for the reason that people understand, because the gents and Mahila had to enter. Even not only this tradition, because as you know, Upanayanam, there are people in India who hold the Rig Veda, the Yajur Veda and Samavedics. And all their rituals are different. But to all these Vattus, they decided they wanted to be at the Veda Purusha's location. Right? They decided, no, we have to be where the Veda Purusha is. Another thing, when we initially discussed with the priest said that no, they have to face east. And then our team had to tell them where Bhagawan is east for us. Because where Swami is Mahasamadhi, there we will face. So our conviction, and the head priest said yes, they will only face, the other priests were told that no. In Prashanthi Nilayam, we will face Bhagawan, and Bhagawan, where Bhagawan is east for us. Because he is the Veda Purusha and he is doing that. So there were all these small things which normally we don't get involved in. So that was the detailing we needed to do for such an event, which is very ritualistic and traditional.
So, Brother Chandrasekhar, your final thoughts on this experience?
Firstly, it was a wonderful experience working with the entire team. And then it was wonderful having a very big team of youth brothers, more than 50 plus from several parts of Tamil Nadu, thanks to them. And finally, it's a sanctified place and everybody who worked behind the scene, came in front and worked, I think they were all very delighted and happy to work in this team and be part of this wonderful function.
Brother,
I'd like to personally thank Bhagwan for having given this opportunity at an international level. Secondly, after having undertaken this mammoth religious extravaganza, I should say, I only hope and pray that the Vattus get the benefit. And as Bhagwan's wish was, they chant the Gayatri every day and then continue their education so that they become useful citizens of this country.
And the world.
And the world.
Amen to that.
Yes, totally. Exactly.
It just seems like such a good project for an MBA, PhD to follow and see how it is executed, arranged and managed, planned, everything. One day it will be a case study in a management school. Brother Naveen?
I mean, one of the biggest things that I learned is we took one small step when we went and said to Dr. Sir, let's make this a small event in Karnataka. Bhagawan took it from there, national, international. He made it such a large event. He made the venue in Prashanthi Nilayam. Swami had always said that you take that first step and I will take the 1,000 steps towards you. So this is a learning experience for all of us, that when we take that one step, Bhagawan takes all his steps. I mean, it is beyond our wildest imagination how this program came. We couldn't have planned it. We couldn't have done it. It is all because of Bhagawan, and we only can thank him for all being part of this activity. Sarah.
Very nice. See, that's why I also threw in my dream there in between for our state president and All India president, because the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and we have done many single steps now, so mass weddings should be our next step, because in the Sathya Sai family, there is nothing more sacred for us than to execute such special events in our lives in the divine presence. So for your final thoughts, Sri Nagesh Takapaji.
Sai Ram, when you mentioned about the mass marriages, I remember two occasions when we did Samohika marriages. First time, as a state president, I had this program in Davangere district of Karnataka state, when we performed the marriages of 70 couples. The second time was when Swami permitted us to have the Samohika Upanayana in April, and same year, in the month of May, we had the Samohika marriages. Samohika Upanayana, we had tremendous pressure. Vattu's names were coming from all parts of Karnataka, and every day we had a lot of pressures. With regard to Samohika marriages, what happened was, few days before the marriage also, we wanted to have 75 couples to get married. But till the last day, we had only 55 couples coming forward. It is a more difficult proposition. But as Swami would will it, he had willed it that 75 couples should get married. And last few days, we had the remaining 20 couples came and got married. I remember one thing very distinctly. During 2000 when Swami had Samohika Upanayana as right. also Samohika marriage. I had the privilege of going with Swami when Swami showered Akshata on every Vattu family and married couple.
Right.
One thing I noticed after the Samohika marriages, afternoon we will go and report to Swami how everything went off and how nicely they felt or how happy they were. And Swami suddenly asked me one thing. In your total number of married couples today, there were many Lingayats in the group. I was surprised. I had not noticed myself because we never looked into the caste of the couple. And I kept quiet. Swami, Lingayats, I have not noticed. Then I had a feeling probably I should have looked into it more closely. Then Swami smiled at me and said, you know how I came to know, Swami? I mean, these are the small incidents when Swami shows His divinity. You see, you were following me when I was showering them with Akshata. We were all going through. I saw the many of the parents were wearing lingam inside. So that is how I came to know that they are Lingayats.
Oh.
And Karnataka Lingayats have a tradition of wearing the lingam in their...
And you never noticed, right, brother? So Swami...
It is not visible.
It's the divine X-ray vision.
It is not visible from outside. Externally, it is not visible. Uh-huh, okay. It is tied inside.
Inside, okay.
Inside their dhoti.
Okay.
So such incidents, you know, make us feel very close to divinity. I most earnestly express my gratitude to Bhagavan. Maybe... In the past, many births I might have done so many good deeds. He has given me repeated opportunity of conducting Samohika Upanayanam's marriages. Today you have mentioned that Samohika marriages should happen. Probably Swami is speaking through you and it may happen in the near future.
There's a milestone birthday, 95th birthday, 100th birthday.
Yes.
So many things. So it's all entirely.
But 85th birthday, there was a Samohika marriages conducted here by Bhagavan.
Yes,
I remember.
Right.
I also wish to thank trustees of the Sathya Sai Central Trust. From the day we came to them with this suggestion, myself and All India President, we went and met them, and they have extended full cooperation to us. In every facility we wanted was made available to us. I also must thank entire team of Radio Sai. They worked shoulder to shoulder with our team, and they made this whole
event was covered,
very nicely. And the photographers, because with Radio Sai photographers, other photographers also came from Chennai and Karnataka, because every group of people, they wanted to have a separate photograph for themselves, you know, of this event.
Such a memorable thing
for them. And finally, my colleagues, state presidents, and our entire Karnataka team, whenever I have taken up a project, they have all stood by me and worked day and night to make this program a big success. Ultimately, it is divine grace and blessings of Bhagwan Baba that we could do this. Thank you.
Thank you, Sri Nagesh Dakappa. Thank you, Sri Naveen Satyanathan. Thank you, Brother Sundar Anantharaman. And thank you, S.R. Chandrasekharan, for joining me on this very special program on the Samuhik Upnayanams that took place in Prashanthi Nilayam on the 10th of February 2019.
Thank you, Jai Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, you just heard a very special conversation about the behind-the-scenes excitement, planning, detailing that went towards making this recent event, the Upnayanam, a grand success. I also have lined up a short interview with Mrs. Arunima Pant. She was one of the 707 parents who participated, 700 and I think 4 parents who were there as part of this process. And she speaks from a different point of view. These were the brothers you just heard were the service providers, and she was one of the beneficiaries. And I think it's very important to recapitulate the emotions and feelings of those who participated in the event. So I'm going to bring you that conversation, that special conversation with Mrs. Arunima Pant of Nepal, who earlier was a resident of the United States of America, who came all the way to participate in this event and have her son blessed shortly. And I also want to thank some of our listeners. We have already received some feedback from, for example, Dr. Visal Aksi from Chennai. She found the information about the behind-the-scenes Upnayanam very nice. And if you have anything to share, or if you were a participant this year or on any earlier year, please send us your feedback immediately by WhatsApp. And our WhatsApp feedback number at Radio Sai remains 9393258258. 9393258258. And we look forward to hearing from you. If you have benefited, if it means anything to you, if you'd like to participate, are you planning a wedding in the near future? You heard my little request to the state president. Anything on your mind, share it with us. We are all one family. And I also want to ask you, did you enjoy the bhajan Soham Soham Dhyan Karo in the voice of your favorite and my favorite bhajan singers, one of my many favorite bhajan singers, Brother Ravi Kumar? If you did, I have some outstanding, amazing, awesome news for you, which I will share with you right after Arunima Pant's interview. I have a lineup, so Radio Sai, I shouldn't say I, Radio Sai has a lineup of amazingly uplifting bhajans for you by the full galaxy of Prashanti Mandir bhajan singers, specially sung for our YouTube channel, the Bhajan YouTube channel. So all you have to do is to go to the Radio Sai Bhajans on YouTube and click on the subscribe button. And you know what? You just heard the audio. Can you imagine Brother Ravi singing Soham Soham Dhyan Karo and Swami sitting on the jhula and swinging away with his eyes closed in utter bliss? We have picked very, very special and rare visuals and made videos with the background score playing. And this background score has been specially recorded for this with attention to detail and Prashanthi Nilayam level of perfection. So this is something every Sathya Sai devotee must take a moment to go to YouTube, write Radio Sai Bhajans, the channel will come up, click on subscribe, and then make sure at least 100 of your immediate Sai devotee friends do the same. That is your task and request from Radio Sai, the team at Radio Sai. And now, dear sisters and brothers, I'm happy to bring you a reflection by one of the many moms who participated in the Samuhik Upanayanam. Have a listen, please. And I will look forward to your feedback, as always, at either our WhatsApp number 9393258258. If you're writing to us from outside of India, please prefix the country code +91. Apart from that, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. Thank you for your company. Enjoy the rest of the show coming up. A special conversation with Mrs. Arunima Pant, one of the participants in the Samuhik Upanayanam. Have a listen, please.
Sairam, I am Arunima Pant from Nepal. I am here for the Upanayanam ceremony of my son, along with my husband, Prabhakar Pant, and my son is Sai Pant. So we are here for the past few weeks in order to have the Upanayanam for my son, which was held recently on the 10th of February in Prashanthi Nilayam.
But currently you don't live in Nepal. Where did you come in from?
Oh, yes. I was in USA in Florida for the past 10 years. But just for it's few months back, I came to Nepal. And I was there. Now, right now, I'm coming actually from Nepal.
I see. Okay. I'm sure you have a lot of extended family in Nepal. And you could have had a great Upanayanam or Yagnupavitam there with everyone. Why did you and your husband choose to have Sai's Upanayanam here in Prashanthi Nilayam?
Yeah, it's a very wonderful question that you asked, because I have not just one reason, but I have three reasons for that. And, of course, the first being my husband, who also has been a student of Swami's college.
As have you.
Yes. And Swami had performed his thread ceremony in the interview room, he and his brother, way back in 70s. So that was one thing that my husband had a very great wish, that somehow if there was a chance that our son also could have the same ceremony out here. And Swami just willed it this way, and that's how we were here. That would be the first reason, and his wish is fulfilled. Secondly, which is a little very important and a little longer, if I can take a little time to explain. In the year 2006, mm-hmm. when I left Anandapur and I immediately...
You were teaching at that time?
Yes, I was teaching it at Anandapur till then. When I left the college, immediately I went to USA to join my husband. I didn't have a child then. He was born on 2008 in USA. But before that, I was diagnosed, or I was told medically that I could not have a child. And it was a special blessing to me by Bhagwan, I must say that, because we could take it easily, but then my in-laws were a little upset about it. So what they did was, they asked me to come back from US at that time, and then they said that they would like me to stay in Prashantinilayam for a while when they were here. I had no idea why they had decided that way, so I told my husband, and my husband said, okay, you go and join them. So that's how I came to Prashantinilayam. I was there for 6 months at that time. And then they said that they would like to perform some rituals and some puja. Again, I was not sure what kind of puja they wanted. Then I thought maybe that was their wish. Maybe they were very upset about my condition. So what they did was, they simply, my mother-in-law sat the whole night and she made, you know, those laddus out of besan. And
it's a sweet.
And that usually we offer to Ganesha. And in the morning, my father-in-law went around a whole of Puttaparthi and offered each Ganesha statue that were there in Prashantinilayam at that time and offered one laddu. And then they asked me to do some Narayan Seva personally. I got it done. Everything was done. Then we were there for a while. My husband came to Prashantinilayam. And then by Swami's immense grace, I could have my first, the baby came to me, I should say. And then as it happened, again, I was not sure, and the doctor asked me, because just earlier to that, I had a very big operation, and because of which actually I was not able to conceive. But then when, Swami wills, everything works out that way. So in my case also, the same thing happened. And then the doctor said, everything is fine. You can just go ahead. But when the baby was in its third month, I had a profuse bleeding. And then the doctor said it was a forced abortion and you cannot have a child. Then I asked Swami mentally, Swami, you brought me here. You gave me a kind of hope, which I was thinking that I wouldn't have had. Now why all this? Then, on the day of Akhanda Bhajan, it was during that time Akhanda Bhajan also fell, I asked the doctor if I can sit and sing. But then the doctor said, that's not possible. Your condition is not good. You should not sit down.
Where were you at that time?
I was in Prashantinilayam still, staying there with my in-laws. Mm-hmm. My husband had gone back. My in-laws also told me, if you feel strongly, you sit. So I took a few cushions and I sat down in the mandir. And as I sat, Swami entered. Swami came on his wheelchair straight in front of me. And then he spoke to me. And first thing that Swami asked me, how is your son? And that was the time I was told that I'm not going to have a baby by the doctor. And then I was very confused. I just looked at him and Swami said, how is your son? And then I looked, I said, Swami, he's fine. I didn't have the guts to tell Swami, I don't have a baby, I just said, he's fine. Swami said, that is what. He said, my grace is there, don't worry. And then he spoke to me for about 7 minutes there, asking all about my husband, my family, where am I? And then he looked at our Pushpa madam, who was there that time in Anantapur. Then Swami looked at her and Swami said, she's my student, I remember very well, Swami said. Just now she left the college. And then Swami asked, what am I doing there? And so many other personal things he asked that time. And finally, again, he looked at my lower part of my stomach, on my abdomen, and then he was talking. And then the principal was Dr. Dwarakarani Rao, who was sitting just next to me, and she said, the principal of Anantapur campus. And I was again confused that Swami is talking to me. I said, Swami, I'm not able to hear you. I went very close to him. But still Swami continued talking, and then she said, don't talk to Swami now. Swami is talking to your baby. That was what she said. And then again Swami normally started talking, and I didn't have the sense of time, like how long it was, And then afterwards the bhajan began, and I had no practice. And usually I used to start the bhajan from the ladies' side that time. And I just looked at Swami. I said, Swami, I'm helpless in this condition. But then I just sat to sing. And then Swami looked at another student next to me. Her name was Kalaiwani. She's still here. Swami said, when she sings, you join her. Because she didn't have practice, Swami told her. And then we started the bhajan, and then it was going on well. Somehow, you know, I could manage to sing one or two bhajans there. And then I thought, no, it's not possible for me to sit anymore. When Swami went out, I just got up. And as I went out, Swami came again. Swami said, oh, she went off. That's good. And that was the only, till then I had a conversation. After that, I went to US and I had my baby. Everything was fine. So this was one special gift to me, this son of mine. So I thought he belongs to Prashanthi Nilaya. He has to have his second birth here as well. So that was second reason that I am here. And thirdly, of course, as I said, like, you know, Prashanthi Nilaya is everything for us. So any auspicious thing that happens, we always pray to him that we should do it here. Sometimes it works, sometimes it's all Swami's wish. But luckily, and very luckily, this worked this time. So that is how we have it here. We had it here this time, had this ceremony.
Very nice. How did you find the experience of going through that Mass Upanayanam with 750 families sitting with their children in a very orderly manner?
It was just amazing experience personally for me. And I had one problem that whether I'll be able to squat and sit for that long. And also about my son, I was just wondering whether he will be able to sit for...
How old is he?
He is 10 now.
Hmm.
And I was a little worried about that. But I was so amazed to see that he sat through where I was having my pain and I was about to get up and go and sit on the chair. But then that was the only physical problem that I had. But otherwise, it was just amazing. And I felt so happy and so satisfied. We both, actually, me and my husband, that it was done here. And the vibration that I felt that day was, I can't speak about it. It was so wonderful. And I think that could happen only and only in Prashanthi Nilayam. No matter, because recently my brother-in-law's son also had the Upanayanam done. That was done in Nepal, in my house, and that was done in a very nice way. Like everything that was required and that they wanted it, they did it. But still, I could feel the difference between that ceremony and this. And now I feel so lucky that, thank God, I decided to come to you and do this.
So is Sai chanting his Gayatri now?
He's chanting Gayatri, and like, you know, he wants me to start it. So this morning I kind of forgot, and then he said, Mommy, you didn't remind me to chant it. I said, yes, you should do it, and then we did, yeah. He's remembering to do it on his own, and that's another blessing, I guess, because he doesn't remember to study and do any other thing, but he's remembering to chant.
Well, as long as he remembers to chant the Gayatri Mantra, she will remind him of the rest.
Exactly.
As Swami said.
Exactly.
Did you want to add something?
You know, I just remembered something at this moment. That is, we wanted to buy a flat in Prashanthi Nilayam. We didn't have it earlier. But somehow that was not working. And that was not working for the main reason that we were not sure whether we'll come and stay here. And we didn't want to buy a house and then lock it for the rest of the year. So we thought whenever we feel that we should come here often, and then only we should buy. And that was the reason. So this gentleman who sold us, the builder, and he actually kept this house for 1 year without giving to anybody because he had promised us. Though we told him that we are not sure of taking, he said, no, you're Swami students, so I'm keeping this house. And recently one family came from Jamaica and he gave that house for rent. And those people, as soon as they entered the house, some miracle happened and they were, you know, some job and their son got married and so many good things happened in the family. So they were like, you know, we want this house. Mm-hmm. So the owner said, no, I'm sorry, I cannot. I already promised to somebody and they are Bhagwan students. I cannot just take. Believe me, I had not given my word that I'm going to take. So kind of I feel Swami's hand right there working directly for this particular thing also. And coming for Upanayanam and staying would be for some time. Like I knew I needed a place to stay for a while. and I wanted my son Sai to get the feel of Prashanthi Nilayam, because now that he's grown old, so I needed to stay here for some time. Then we came here, and then we asked this gentleman beforehand if anybody is in that house or we can take it. So again, you know, so quickly things worked, and you know, we could get the house for ourselves just this time. Sure. Like I, yeah.
So you had a place for the Upanayanam where the family could gather.
Exactly. So he took care of that. Swami took care of that as well.
And was there any cost involved to you as participants in this beautiful ceremony?
No, no, not at all. That was somebody else also asked me the same question, but then absolutely we didn't have to pay any money for anything in this ceremony.
In fact, the organizers provide you with everything, including the puja materials, all the condiments you are required to do, and I think the clothes also for the Vatus, little crowns on their heads.
Yes, everything they provided. And it was so systematically done. And, you know, I couldn't imagine that we had 700 and odd participants, of course.
Including some from outside of India, 17 countries. Mm-hmm. And some many people of non-Indian origin also went through it because they knew the sacredness. And for the sake of our listeners, a typical Hindu family's Upanayanam costs a lot of money. It's a very big social event and a very big spiritual event. And families are really crushed under financial burden of going through it. Everybody doesn't have money sitting in cupboards or drawers. And everything that is done in Prashanthi Nilayam, because I have also been a beneficiary of this beautiful Maas Upanayanam, not this time, but some years ago. Mm-hmm. And everything Swami provided us with, and provides everyone with who is fortunate to participate. We didn't have to look for a priest, the costume, the puja materials, the little akshatlus and the little idols and the haldi, kumkum. Everything came to us in beautiful packages with common instructions and a demonstrator in every block to tell us how to conduct the puja.
Yes.
It was done so methodically.
Methodically, exactly. And even people like those, I had a friend, Alex, who is the national coordinator in US now. I think he's the SSC coordinator right now, who was also there. He was actually in charge of the overseas, you know, looking into the registration and other things. So he brought his son as well, with his family. He had come here. So I asked him, I said, how did you feel? He said, oh, I'm just congratulating myself all the while, because for him it was a first time experience and he had no idea about it. And he was so overwhelmed, you know, he was so happy. And
how can you not be when it's done in such a pure, authentic Vedic manner with no financial strings attached, no commercialism? So systematically, quietly, beautifully, attention to detail, the way Swami liked.
Exactly.
How can anyone not be blown away by the experience?
Very true, Karuna. And I felt the same, actually, you know.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your experiences of participation in this Maas Upanayanam of February 10, 2019. Thank you, Arunima.
Sairam.
So, Sairam, dear listeners, now you just heard from one of the families that took part in this Maas Upanayanam that was organized here last month. I would love to hear from you, and if you would like to share any of your experiences, if you were a participant this year or in 2012, we'd love to hear from you. And we welcome comments, suggestions and feedback from all our listeners. Our WhatsApp number remains 9393258258. And our email ID remains listener@radiosci.org. Please share your feedback with us. And before I let go of you, I want to just remind you, if you like the bhajan that I played for you, Soham, Soham, Dhyan Karo, can you imagine the bliss you will experience if you hear that perfectly recorded with well-synchronized, custom-made music recorded in the studio with the visuals of Bhagwan in it? The visuals add an altogether new dimension to the experience, and this has been done for you, specially for you, dear sisters and brothers, by Team Radio Sai. We have a new channel on YouTube called Radio Sai Bhajans, and I urge you today, right now, to go to YouTube in the search box where there's a little lens, write Radio Sai Bhajans, and this channel will come up, and click on the subscribe button and make sure 100 of your best friends who you dearly love and care for, whose bliss is your personal responsibility, make sure they do the same. And just to take you through the quality, to give you a taste of the effort that has gone into making these bhajans, and then specially curated with hand-picked visuals that are available with Swami's grace only to Radio Sai, this special presentation is such a feast. If you've had a long day, a stressful day, you want to have a great start to your day, start with that one bhajan. We have already uploaded, I believe, about 38. We started on Shivratri, March the 4th, and till now we have already put together 38 beautifully curated bhajans, and every day we are adding, every day we are making sure that we bring a smile on Swami's face with some beautiful offering at his lotus feet that will bring bliss to his devotees everywhere. Because for us, Radio Sai, at Radio Sai, Swami is the ears, the voice, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. So how would you like to enjoy Prathama Vandana Gananatha, Shri Guru Partivasa, Giridhara Bala He Nandalala, Pahi Mahesha, Sarva Dharma Priya Deva, Amba Parameshwari, He Ramaduta, He Ram Bhakta, Hari Bhajana Bina, Swami's, all of these with Swami's video. Beautifully hand-picked videos and visuals that most of us don't even have access to or can't even imagine, and they've been stitched with a lot of thought to the lyrics. So it uplifts the whole experience, the user experience, to a completely new dimension. I would urge you to please go to YouTube, enjoy the bhajans I'm going to play for you, and while doing it, just go to your mobile phone or your computer, quickly go to YouTube, write Radio Sai Bhajans, the stream will come up, subscribe. And every day make sure, just as we should take our daily pill of vitamins or sugar pills, whatever, diabetes pill or blood pressure pill, this is the vitamin G that all of us need to maintain optimum health, mental, physical, emotional, spiritual. One bhajan a day. Do not let your day end without you enjoying one bhajan from Radio Sai's bhajan stream on YouTube. Thank you so much for your company, and please enjoy the rest of the show. I'm just lining up a whole lot of beautifully curated bhajans handpicked by none other than my colleague, Brother Anirudh. Anirudh is the one who spoke to us in the studio along with the director of Radio Sai, Brother Sundar Swaminathan and Brother Bishop Rushti, and told us about this whole project. So here is a selection from Brother Anirudh Srinivas, and I would like all of you to enjoy it on Radio Sai now and later on our Radio Sai's YouTube channel called Radio Sai Bhajans. Thank you for your company. Look forward to your feedback. Be well, dear sisters and brothers, and may Swami always be with you. And most importantly, today I wish you a colorful, joyful Holi. It's the festival of bright colors today, and I got a beautiful forward when someone said, add more color to your life by eating more fruits and vegetables, because nature provides all the colors. So let's all resolve to be a lot more healthy, eat all bright color fruits and vegetables. They have a lot more beta carotene and iron than we can even imagine. Here's wishing you a great, bright, healthy future. Thanks for your company, and have a wonderful day ahead. Jai Sai Ram.
ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಂದನ ಗಣನಾಥ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಂದನ ಗಣನಾಥ ಗಜವದನ ಜಯ ಗಣನಾಥ ಜಯ ಗಣನಾಥ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವಂದನ ಗಣನಾಥ ವಿದ್ಯಾದಾಯಕ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರದಾಯಕ ವಿದ್ಯಾದಾಯಕ
Love you.
गिरिधर बाला हे नंदलाला गिरिधर बाला हे नंदलाला
गिरिधर बाला हे नंदलाला
देवकी नंदन श्याम गोपाला देवकी नंदन श्याम गोपाला गिरिधर बाला हे नंदलाला
गिरिधर बाला
केशव माधव श्याम गोपाला साई गोपाला गिरिधर बाला हे नंदलाला
पाही महेशा हे जगदीशा
देही देही तव पद सेवा जय हे जय हे अंतर्यामी पाही महेशा हे जगदीशा हे जगदीशा पूर्ण ब्रह्म सनातन स्वामी जय हे अंतर्यामी जय हे अंतर्यामी पाही महेशा हे जगदीशा सर्वधर्म प्रिय देवा हर नानक अम्ब परमेश्वरी अखिलांडेश्वरी अम्ब परमेश्वरी अखिलांडेश्वरी
పరాశక్తి పాలయమా,
ఆది పరాశక్తి పాలయమా,
శ్రీ భువనేశ్వరి రాజరాజేశ్వరి, భువనేశ్వరి రాజరాజేశ్వరి, ఆనందరూపిణి పాలయమా,
ఆనందరూపిణి పాలయమా,
సదానందరూపిణి పాలయమా,
సదానందరూపిణి పాలయమా,
అంబ పరమేశ్వరి అఖిలాండేశ్వరి, ఆది పరాశక్తి పాలయమా, శ్రీ భువనేశ్వరి రాజరాజేశ్వరి, ఆనందరూపిణి పాలయమా, అంబ పరమేశ్వరి అఖిలాండేశ్వరి.
హే రామ దూత, హే రామ భక్త, హే రామ దాస, నమో నమో.
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహి, जप जान बिना तन योग नहीं जप जान प्रभु दर्श बिना प्रज्ञान नहीं कर्म नहीं भगवान बिना कोई अपना नहीं हरि नाम बिना परमात्मा नहीं हरि शांति नहीं सुख शांति नहीं